Hello everyone and welcome to the Thursday Morning Show. On today's episode, we're gonna be a bit reduced because the team is not complete, but we are here and...
The best are here.
Yeah, only the best. Yeah, it's only the best of the team. So we have Edgar.
Hello.
Alexi.
Hi guys.
And myself, Evan, which will be your host. We're going to be talking about a country, and it is the home country of Edgar. Mm-hmm. It is Mexico, and he will be talking to us about what is true or not regarding his country, because when we think about Mexico, we might have a lot of stereotypes and things we saw in movies and stuff, and he's going to be our guide to what is real or not in Mexico.
Okay, so first of all, Edgar, from which town of Mexico do you come from?
I come from a city called Mexicali, which is in the north of Mexico.
All right. So I never went to Mexico. So I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions, which will be short, actually, and you will only have to answer whether it's true or not, depending on where you live. So okay. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. So feel free to interrupt if I'm saying something wrong.
No, it's all right. Okay. So don't worry.
First picture I have about Mexican people is them wearing a sombrero. Do you own one?
No.
No. That's okay. A shame.
Okay. Pretty good start, actually, for the show. Okay. So next questions. Are there deserts everywhere in Mexico?
Well, there are deserts, but there are not any everywhere.
Yeah. So where do you come from? Do you have deserts?
Yeah, that's actually like a little ironic because my city is in the middle of a desert. But a cool thing about Mexico is that it has basically all kinds of climate there are.
Yeah.
You can find them in Mexico. So you can find the oceans, jungles, forests, deserts, mountains, everything. Yeah, it's a pretty big country.
Oh, you must have great landscapes there.
Yeah, it's really beautiful, no matter where you go.
And do you think sombreros are somehow related to deserts? Because I can see them protecting you from the sun and things like this. Is it just a traditional hat, or is it more than this?
That's a good question. I don't know. Sombreros, it's true that they are normally really big.
Yeah.
And I suppose they're linked to maybe... agriculture or something, like farmers maybe used them before, and that's why they're so big, to protect themselves from the sun. Yeah. But now no one has, and it's not only me, but no one actually owns a sombrero unless you are like in a mariachi band and you play music, or you go to like typical dance or music festivals where it's common to like dress up like that, but like normal people don't normally have sombreros.
Okay.
So now about language, are Spanish and Mexican people talking the same way, or are there any accents or typical words you use and Spanish don't?
Well, we technically speak the same language, which is Spanish. And I know by experience that a lot of people don't know that. They think that in Mexico we talk Mexican, which is not a language. But ironically, you could argue that maybe we actually talk Mexican, because the Spanish in Mexico and the Spanish in Spain are actually very different. Mm. I mean, they have the same grammar and the same rules, but there are so many words and so many sayings that just do not exist in Mexico that exist in Spain and vice versa. So yeah, being here, I've met a couple Spanish guys, and even I have trouble like understanding what they say sometimes. If they speak fast and use those kind of phrases, it's sometimes difficult.
Yeah, that's interesting. What about movies? Sometimes when we see Mexican people in movies, they have a very exaggerated accent. Mm-hmm. Is that true? Mostly?
Well, Do you mean like movies when Mexicans are speaking English?
Or? Yeah, for instance, yeah.
Yeah, I guess you could say that it's a very specific accent in English. In other countries, I don't know. For example, in French, I suppose that Spanish and French are a little bit similar.
Yeah.
So it's easier for Spanish-speaking people to emulate the French way to speak. But in English, there are several things. Like in my experience, for example, when you have to make like, I don't know, a word that ends with T-I-O-N in English.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You have to do the sh sound like that. I think that we Mexicans, it's very obvious when we do that sound. I don't know. Yeah, it's a little bit weird, but yeah, I guess we have an accent.
Well, I think personally that you have a better English accent than a French accent, but...
Well, I don't know. That's maybe, like I said, I live in the north and I live next to the border, so... Yeah, most people in my city, well, not most, but a lot of people in my city know how to speak English.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Right. So, talking about Spain, do you have corrida too? Or?
Yeah, corridas de toros. Yeah, that's typically a stereotype of Spain, but it's actually somehow popular in Mexico too. In my city, there's actually a place for that. Corridas, but I don't think there has been any lately.
Yeah.
The only time I went was for a BMX event. Nothing, it had nothing to do with bulls, with bull fighting or however it is called. But yeah, that's not only Spanish, but also Mexican.
Okay.
Okay. So now more about your food. Are every dish is spicy in Mexico?
Yes. I will say yes, depending who you are. And for a person that's not Mexican going to Mexico, I think they will find that most dishes are spicy.
It will be hard for their stomach. Or
Yeah.
Do you like spicy food?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not that good with spices. I get hot really fast, so I don't have like a big I know people who can eat way more spicy food than me, but yeah, I like it.
Okay, and what do you think about French food? Do you think it's
it's okay?
It's okay. Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's not only in Mexico that we have spices, but we have a lot of condiments, different kinds of condiments, and it's not necessarily spicy, but I guess you could say that food has a lot of flavor. In my experience here, I mean, I haven't gone to like fancy restaurants or like lived with a family to try the home cooked meals. But what I have tried in restaurants, like in the school, it's a little bit bland.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Maybe the school is not the best example you can find. Yes. But
yeah, I guess.
I don't think so, too.
All right.
Okay. So now come a tricky questions. A question, sorry. Are burritos the same as tacos?
No. No, they're not.
What's the difference?
That actually depends in where in Mexico you live, what part of Mexico you live. According to me, burritos are, well, first of all, tortillas. We have in Mexico tortillas, and they are two basic kinds. Tortillas made with flour and tortillas made with corn.
Yeah.
I think that in the north, the tortillas with flour or tortillas de harina in Spanish are more popular, and that's what I prefer. So in my opinion, burritos are made with those kinds of tortillas, with tortillas de harina.
Oh, okay.
So that's the main difference between a burrito and a taco. But other people will say that burritos are bigger than tacos, that burritos are the ones that you roll, and the tacos you just fold the tortilla. Like, it depends, but they're not the same thing.
Okay. It seems to be a divided subject.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and now the last questions for our program today. Is Mexico a violent country?
No, I don't think so. Not more than any other, I guess. I suppose you can find the violence in anywhere you go.
Yeah.
And sadly, that's the stereotype that Mexico has, that it's a violent country and that tourists should avoid Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's an exaggeration. And I think maybe it comes from the fact that some of the most dangerous areas are in the border with the United States. So yeah. The experience that Americans have of Mexico is that. And that's what they show in their movies and their culture. But while it is true that some places of Mexico are not that good, in general, the country is a good place. It's not that dangerous. And
yeah.
Are there any drug cartels? Or?
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, everyone in Mexico knows of Ciudad Juarez, which is a city in the northeast of Mexico. And I've never been there myself, but I've heard a lot of things of how bad it is. And also some places in the south. But generally, like in my city, it's super calm all the time. And the area around my city is also very nice. So, yeah.
Basically, everyone thinks that the whole Mexico is violent, but it's only a very small fraction.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I guess, like, for example, I have heard also, I'm not sure, but for example, here in France, people say that maybe like Marseille
is
a little bit dangerous. So yeah, I guess it's the same thing.
And they play bad football too.
Well, I don't know about that.
I think we'll stop here.
Well, that's it for today. We'll come back next time, maybe. I don't know.
Very soon.
I hope.
Yeah, for another show. We'll be talking about some other countries, including Sweden and Canada.
And France.
Of course, France. The most important one. Because, I mean, we're French, and Edgar can ask us questions about France.
Yep.
So
should be fun.
Yeah. Mm. That's it for today, and thank you guys for listening.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Adios.
War.